Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. I want to be clear, it's not April Fool's. This isn't a joke, what I'm about to tell you. This is actually real, and it's actually about to happen. Joe Biden has come out saying, we're going to build the wall. Yes, we're going to build a wall. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas cited an immediate need to waive regulations and build a border wall in Texas as migration surges, and there was another massive rush across the border caught on camera yesterday. It's a bum rush. Hundreds and hundreds that then turn into thousands of illegal immigrants are now rushing the border. So now Joe Biden, the guy who said, I'll never build the wall, is now saying we are going to build a wall. There's a problem with this because at the same exact time that he says he's going to now build the Trump wall, right, not calling it the Trump wall, of course, his same DHS, Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol agents have been ordered to cut the razor wire, the barbed wire that's been put up by the state of Texas to stop the massive onslaught of illegal immigrants coming across the border. Now, why would you build a border wall if you're cutting down the current border wall and opening the border wall? They've done this. We've seen them open the gates and cut the razor wire. Why would you say, I'm going to build a border wall? I'll tell you exactly why. Because Democratic mayors in woke cities like New York are losing their minds, and governors in New York are saying, don't come here, we can't handle you, because they have 100,000 legal immigrants, while places like Texas have literally millions of them. This is exactly why they're saying this. Mayorkas is now citing, quote, an immediate need to waive regulations and build the border wall in Texas's immigration surge, saying, quote, there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers. The same guys the day before were cutting down the barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries in the United States in the project areas. This is what Mayorkas is saying. Mayorkas said this in an official filing in the Federal Register. Quote, in order to ensure the expeditious construction of the barriers and roads in the projected areas, I have determined that it is necessary that I exercise the authority that is vested in me by Section 102C of the IIRIRA. So, the Biden administration is now waiving 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in southern Texas. Here's the problem. Liberals don't want this at CNN. And when CNN found this out, they went on a hardcore attack on Donald Trump. Just kidding. No. They didn't attack Trump like they always do. They attacked Joe Biden. They attacked Joe Biden for Joe Biden's hypocrisy on saying he would never build a single inch of the wall. Listen.
President Biden is building the wall, at least part of it. This is something he said he would not do. The Biden administration announced it will waive 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in South Texas because of what they call an acute and immediate need. The plan is to construct up to 20 miles of new border barriers in Starr County. That's in the Rio Grande Valley area. Some 245,000 migrants have attempted to cross the border illegally in just that one sector since October of last year. On the entire border there, the number is closer to 3 million. Hundreds of migrants rushed past Border Control agents near El Paso yesterday. So when he was running for president, Biden made clear that he would not expand the border wall if elected.
Trump campaigned on build that wall. Are you willing to tear that wall down?
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
The president also said today that former presidents have said to him that they wish that they had built a wall. Do you recall President Obama ever saying that?
I can't think of a single one who said that. We need border security, but that's not the border security we need.
And on the day he took office, President Biden signed a proclamation stating that, quote, building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution. That we should know, today's action does not do that. It's a 20-mile section. Nevertheless, it is very different than what President Biden campaigned on.
Now, let me just jump in here. CNN is owning Joe Biden on this. And the reason why CNN is owning him is because they don't believe that a border wall should ever be constructed or built, because that's what he's been preaching since he ran for president, saying it was inhumane, it was evil, it was terrible. But here's the other part of this. I don't believe him now. I don't believe that Joe Biden wants this wall. I believe he's just trying to placate to liberal mayors and liberal governors in different states who are saying we can't handle the migrant crisis and all the illegal immigrants coming here. By the way, I flew next to an illegal immigrant that you paid to ship from Texas this week to New York City. I was on a flight. A man sits down next to me. He has literally no belongings but a clear see-through pink binder. It had all of his papers in there from Border Patrol and when they caught him and everything else. And then he was on a plane. He had his Red Cross blanket with him. He had his cell phone. And I was able to talk to him enough to understand. I was like, you know, where New York City? Yeah, I came across the border. I'm like, you came across the border? Yeah. He's an illegal. And they're shipping them to New York. Now, we paid for that as tax dollars. Our tax dollars paid for him a flight on United to go to New York City. Now, I'm glad he was in New York and not staying in Texas. I'm glad that they're shipping them to liberal areas. Keep shipping them to sanctuary cities. But he wasn't the only one on this flight. There was probably 70 or 80 different illegal immigrants. You paid for all of them to go to New York City. You're going to pay for their life in America as they break into this country. Very nice young man, by the way. Offered me a stick of gum. I took it. But he still broke into the United States of America, and they wouldn't let me do this in Mexico. And they sure as hell wouldn't fly me to Cabo after I broke into Mexico. Right? A tourist destination. That's what New York City is. So if they won't let us do it in their country, why are we allowing them to do it in this country? There is no country in the world that can survive what we are doing with an open and lawless society with lawless border actions like we have now. And Joe Biden says, fine, I'll build 20 miles of the Trump wall so I can get these mayors and governors to shut up. What were they doing 24 hours before that? They were cutting down razor wire, which was acting like a wall. So they don't believe in what they're doing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. All right, I want to play for you this audio from Fox of them telling you what's happening at the border right now. In Eagle Pass, this is the same area where Biden's like, we got to build a border wall. His Border Patrol agents have been ordered by his administration, by Mayorkas, to cut the razor wire that has been put down by the state of Texas to allow the flow of illegal immigrants into this country. And this was all taped live by Fox News camera drones.
10:35. Just want to show you a live look right now at Eagle Pass in Texas. Our drone is up in the air again. And this picture has not gotten better. We've watched this now for 10 days. The state of Texas has put that barbed wire, the concertina wire, down to block migrants or to dissuade them from crossing the Rio Grande River. It's been mildly successful. But every time you see this, you get a backup on the banks of that river, and the White House puts a phone call in the Border Patrol, and they cut that wire, and then you see the line move.
It's so crazy, after that, they're processed,
you know, in the state of Texas.
Right, the leadership of Texas and the White House, and the people in Texas largely have to deal with it. You know, 100,000 in New York is just, you know, a very small number compared to what they've had to deal with in Texas. So it is an astonishingly botched, chaotic situation. Plus, you have all these children who have been brought here by human traffickers and the cartel, basically, in charge of the operation.
On and on it goes. And the federal government repeatedly challenges the state of Texas when they try and impede the crossing or the passing of those into the U.S. So just want to give you a look at that from the drone in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Now, again, you hear that. And you're like, okay, so Joe Biden comes out, Mayorkas comes out and said, we want to build a wall, a 20-mile wall, the wall they promised you they would never build. They said not a single millimeter of wall, not a single inch of wall is ever going to be built. You have a president that has absolutely no problem running for president saying, I'm going to not build the wall, and hell, I might get rid of some of the wall. Tear down the wall, not build the wall. We don't need a damn wall. And then they're like, all right, screw it, we need a wall. Why? Because we have Democrats are angry at us for the chaos in their cities. The chaos in their cities. That's what they're saying now. It's the chaos, the anarchy. While they're doing that, we're watching live is Border Patrol agents, directed by the Biden administration, are actually cutting down the razor wire put down by the state of Texas to let the illegal immigrants in. If you want to know why this is going to be such a big election, this is about the future of our country. Are we a country of laws, or are we a country of lawlessness? And that's not all right now. Dem leaders are blasting Biden over the migrant surge. Take a listen to this as well.
We're also learning today about a new Mexican government initiative that's likely going to complicate the migrant crisis, at least here in the U.S. Authorities there have begun busing migrants from the southern part of Mexico north towards the U.S. This is an attempt by Mexico to free up existing public transportation that's currently being overwhelmed by the estimated 6,000 who cross into Mexico each day.
6,000 that cross into Mexico each day on average right now. And what's happening? You have a government in Mexico that has now decided to exploit this and saying, hey, Biden's changing his tune a little bit. Maybe we need to get everybody across as fast as we can. This is why you're having this surge. This is why you're seeing the bum rushes at the border. This is why this is going down the way it's going down. And what you're seeing here is you're seeing and you're hearing an administration. You're witnessing an administration in Mexico that is saying, okay, we are going to, because they, Mexico's economy that wasn't for illegal immigrants in America shipping money every single month but via Western Union back into Mexico. Several years ago, and it was year after year after year after year, the number one stimulus of Mexico's economy was illegal immigrants in America sending money back to Mexico. It was outpacing oil production in Mexico financially. Mexico understands that they can get rid of a liability, right, a human being, and that's how they look at these people that are busting down to our border, because they know that Joe Biden's incompetent, they know he's incapacitated, they know they can get away with it. They're, what they're doing is they're saying, okay, if we can offload liabilities, these Mexican citizens, and we can ship them to America, where they then, instead of a liability to our bottom line, become an asset to our bottom line, then we need to do it. Mexico doesn't want more citizens. They want less citizens, because that's fewer people they have to take care of, fewer people they have to educate, fewer people that they have to deal with their health care, fewer people they have to deal with the violence in the streets and the poverty that is Mexico right now. They also know how much money is sitting in Mexico. They're not trying to stop the human smuggling and the drug trafficking. Remember, they did put soldiers at the border when Trump was in office. Never forget that. That's what they did do. They did do that. But now they realize, oh, wait, we don't have to do that anymore. We can get away with all of this. We can do whatever the hell we want to do right now, and there's nothing they can do to stop us. Take a listen to Fox News at the border in Texas. And this report from back in 2021, where he said he was going to end all border wall construction.
Look, we've known for quite some time now that the Biden administration wasn't planning to finish this border wall project. But now we want to show you what it physically looks like to not build the border wall. Take a look at this remarkable video our drone team shot yesterday. We were tipped off to this location. What you're looking at is one location where a bunch of the steel that was supposed to go towards the border wall has just been sitting out in the open, baking in the sun and rusting ever since January. I'm told there are about 10,000 of these wall panels just sitting here. This is in Far Texas. Each panel worth about $5,000. You can do the math, upwards of $50 million just sitting there going to absolute waste. Keep in mind, taxpayers have already paid for this. It's bought and paid for, and nothing is happening with it. This is one of two locations. There's a second location right down the street from there where there's even more panels, over $100 million worth of these panels just sitting there. I'm told by a federal source they bought enough steel for more than 100 miles of wall down here. Only about 14 was built before President Biden halted all construction. Take a look at this second piece of video our drone team shot where we're standing here in La Jolla, Texas. This is on Saturday. You can see more steel just sitting out here in the sun going unused. This was ready to go into the ground. They started building the wall out here in La Jolla where they really need it. We see runners coming through here all the time. We've shown you guys video from La Jolla for the past 6 months now. You've seen how many people come through this area. Border agents tell us they really need the wall here. They're incredibly frustrated. They're not going to get it because they can't be everywhere at once, and the wall would be a force multiplier for them to help create choke points.
That was your tax dollars for political reasons only. This president said, I'm not doing it. That audio I just played for you right there should enrage every single one of you. Hillary Clinton. Remember when Hillary Clinton came out and she attacked Donald Trump, saying that he was a racist and a bigot for wanting to build the wall? Joe Biden came out afterwards and said the same thing. that it's a racist wall, right? It's a racist wall. That's what they called it. It is a racist wall. Racist. It's a racist wall. Now he's saying he's going to build it. Joe Biden's going to build the racist wall. Well, only 20 miles of it. And what's he going to do with the razor wire put down by Texas? Oh, we're going to cut that open so legal immigrants, we can help escort them through at the same time. White House press secretary, she was asked about what's going on with this administration, and it didn't go very well for her because she was asked a question, didn't like it. NBC's Alexander grills the White House press secretary on the border wall and reminded the White House press secretary that, hey, you guys said that border walls don't work. So why is the Department of Homeland Security, under the president's directive, building a wall that you said over and over and over again doesn't work? Listen.
More to share on his speech. We certainly will do that. But yes, the president is going to make a major speech on Ukraine. And when we have those information, we'll certainly share that. Yeah, Peter.
Britta, just want to follow up very quickly. You said that it's not new, but to be clear, that this was posted on the Federal Register overnight on October 4th. So just to be clear about this, the president earlier today said that he was asked, does the border wall work? He said no. But in this statement that was posted within the last 24 hours, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary says there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States. So who's right? The statement from the DHS secretary overnight or the president's comments today saying they don't work?
So a couple of things. Yes, it showed up on the register today, but the announcement, this is not new. This is from 6 months ago.
Well, it is new because the waiving of the laws actually didn't happen.
But this is something that was out back, that the DHS was put out back in 6 months ago.
Well,
so and now
wait,
they announced.
Did they waive the laws 6 months ago?
Well, what I'm saying is DHS announced this back in June that the agency would do so. They actually said that they would do that back in DHS.
I love their defense. Oh, this is 6 months old news. No, it's not. You guys just waived the laws to do this. You just waived the 26 laws to do this. No, this is old news. This is, you're behind. You're 6 months behind, Peter Alexander at NBC News. And if you're Peter Alexander, you're like, are you kidding me? You think that's going to work with me? And that's when he gets heated. Listen.
With it today, but the initial announcement was 6 months ago by waiving the law. So that's what's new today. Understood. So
yes.
This statement, when
just
he says
make
presently,
sure we're clear
was
on that.
Filed. So when he said there is presently, are you saying when he says there is presently, he was referring to 6 months ago or referring to the date of which it was filed?
What I can tell you is DHS announced this back in June that they were going to move forward with this. That's what I can share with you. That's what I know is to be true and is to be fact. Look, I can speak for the president. The president said, he was asked directly. He doesn't believe a border wall is effective.
Does he have a disagreement with his Department of Homeland Security secretary?
What I can tell you, what the president, I want to tell you what the president said and what your colleague asked him. He said, no, he doesn't believe that the border wall is effective.
Speaking in direct contradiction to what his own
I know,
Homeland
I hear
Security
you.
Secretary
I
says.
I hear you. I'm speaking for the president.
I love this. I hear you. I hear you. They're owning the White House press secretary. Like, you're an idiot. The president said a border wall doesn't work, and then they announced a border wall is going to be built and constructed while then cutting razor wire to let illegal immigrants in that Texas put down that's a border wall where you wouldn't build a border wall. This is what anarchy looks like. This is how you lose a country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. All right, I want to get to this other story now that I mentioned earlier, and that is you've got a lot of liberal mayors and now governors who are freaked out over having a very small number of illegal immigrants in their cities, okay? This is not something that, if you look at New York as a state, for example, or New York City as a city, it's a joke, okay? It is a joke. How few illegal immigrants they have compared to places like border states, Texas, okay? They're now losing their minds, and they're freaking out because they have all of these different problems that the border states have had for a long time. And they're saying, don't come here. I'll give you an example. Governor Abby Phillips has said today, if you're going to leave your country, fine, leave your country, but you need to go somewhere else. Don't come here. We don't want you here. Now, this is also happening as the White House says states using tools such as razor wire to stop illegal immigrants. They now say it's a political stunt because in Texas they're now doing this. Listen.
Here's what I'll say. I would have to look into that. I did see those reports yesterday, but as it relates to Governor Abbott, we know what he has done these past couple of years while this president has been in office. He's turned this, when it comes to the border, he's turned this into a political stunt. And that's what he's done over and over again. That's what I can speak to. I did see those reports. I would have to go back and get a sense from the team and give you an answer on that.
So they're now saying you can't secure your own border, even your state. And they're criticizing states that are trying to do whatever they can to stop illegal immigration. They're calling it a political stunt. Now, let's talk about the politics of this for a second, because it came out today that former President Donald Trump says if he is reelected, he would, quote unquote, immediately invoke a federal law granting himself the unilateral power to detain and deport non-citizens of the United States who are older than 14 years old. This is exactly what a strong leader should be saying right now, based on what we are seeing, which is unprecedented amounts of thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming across the border. There was also something else that happened at the border, on the border, I should say. The White House press secretary refused to answer questions from Fox News' Peter Doocy after calling on him and then saying we're moving on because I don't think she knew how to answer the damn question. Listen.
What do you call it here at the White House when 10,000 people illegally cross the border in a single day?
So what do you call it, Peter, when GOP puts forth you can't.
Green?
I'm answering. Okay, we're going to move
You're
on.
Answering
No, we're moving on.
Green,
moving.
Please.
In the back.
No, you said you were stopping the flow at the border.
No. I tried to answer. Peter, okay. I tried to answer the question. You stopped me. Let's go.
There it is. There's your White House press secretary. She's asked a question. What do you call it? If that's not a crisis, what is a crisis? Right? Like, if that's not a crisis, what is a crisis? Now, Donald Trump has come out today, and he's swinging on this. He was at an event in Iowa today, and he said this.
Now, by contrast, in his first 100 days in office, crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Marxists took 94 open border actions. Think of it, 94. He canceled the border wall, ordered a virtual shutdown of ICE, implemented nationwide catch and release. Nobody's ever seen the kind of things he did. They got to hate our country. Ended Remain in Mexico. Remember, Remain in, used to be Remain in the United States and come back in 5 years for your court case. Me, I get a court case in 30 days. They get, takes them 5 years. Takes them 5 years, come back, and they never show up and nobody cares.
He's right. No one shows up for these court dates and no one cares. And he says it takes them 5 years. He's absolutely right. DeSantis, by the way, had this to say about the border issue as he was being interviewed down by the border. Take a listen to him to ABC News.
They are killing our citizens. They are invading our country. We have every right to hold them accountable and to fight back.
But with regard to bringing the military in to shoot them, just want to say you have touted yourself as the law and order candidate. How is that not a recipe for chaos?
It's not a recipe for... Right now is the recipe for chaos. I mean, you see all the people coming across the border. A lot of these countries like Venezuela, they're letting people out of prison and they're sending them to the border. I mean, what is happening in this country is a problem. There's Russians coming across the border. There's people from the Middle East. As much as I hate to say this, I think it's true that we're going to look back at some point and say there's going to have been some terrorist attack in this country that is going to be traced to what's happened to the border. And then, of course, we know run-of-the-mill crimes that are happening. So we've never had a more chaotic situation. As commander-in-chief, you have to defend your people, and you have to ensure the territorial integrity of your country. Right now, we have the drug cartels are controlling parts of our border more so than our own U.S. government. That will change when I become president. We will make sure we're defending the country.
By the way, he just said something that's not controversial. That people are going to act like it's controversial. He said that he will shoot cartel members at the border and bring in our military to shoot them, to secure our border. That is not controversial. To me, that's exactly what should happen. It's not controversial to say that the cartel members are killing Americans, sex trafficking, human trafficking, the fentanyl coming in, and they're coming into our border, you should shoot them. They should be treated like the people they are, and deadly force should be used. This shouldn't be up for debate. This is something here that should happen, and it should be normal. Now, I don't care if it's DeSantis that does it or Trump that does it. Either one of these guys. This is something that should happen. There's also E-Verify, by the way. DeSantis said in Florida, we have mandatory E-Verify. And he said the reason why is because we can't just have 2,000 migrants crossing the border every Monday morning.
2,000 migrants crossed yesterday alone. 7,500 crossed just on Sunday. My question is, Governor, can migrants work in Florida? Illegals, can they work in Florida? And if not, will you pursue any employer who uses them?
No, so we have a mandatory E-Verify in Florida. It's been very effective. We're happy to have people who are native Floridians, people that move from other states and even from other countries legally who come, and all those different people contribute to our economy being the top rated economy amongst all 50 states. But illegal aliens coming is not something we've done. And so we're proud to have stood up for the rule of law. I think that that's what it should be. We got to come in there and clean house when it comes to the border. This is going to be a day one issue for me. We're going to declare it a national emergency. We're going to have military at the border. We're going to stop the invasion that's happening. I am going to build the border wall because I think that that'll be effective. But I'm the only candidate running that is willing to lean in against the Mexican drug cartels because they are ultimately responsible for the chaos that we see with the drugs and the sex trafficking and the human trafficking. That ends when I become president.
All right. Let me also say this. I like this type of talk because I think it's honest. I like how DeSantis just put it. I like the fact that we're going to have the military at the border and stop the invasion. I like the fact he calls it an invasion. And the reason why you know it's an invasion, I go back to the last story and let me just say this. The U.S. offering nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants legal status and work permits following demands from strained cities, liberal cities, tells you they're giving and handing out amnesty to these people. This is what they're doing. They're more than happy to hand it out, and it's disgusting.
I'm going to say it again. Please take everything I just gave you
and give it to every one of your family and friends. Give it to everyone you know so they know exactly how corrupt the Biden crime family is.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.